3HL 104.5 is home. Never know what's going to happen on this show. Brad Doherty, Don Davenport, and there he is, Ron Slay.
I'm in the building.
Here's what we need to do. We need to record that. Yeah, you're a little late.
No, I was waiting on my mic. My mic went on. That's the hunk.
That's the hunk, folks. Yeah, see? I was Will and I were talking.
Hey, guess what? See, I'm cool with coming to the huddle and saying, listen, coach, that wasn't me, man.
I was
do not take
say,
me out the game.
You can turn your own mic on, right?
No, I didn't.
That's why, hunk. These two bougie guys over here.
Yeah, now we know the definition of bougie.
They have to have their mics turned on.
Okay, so guess where I got
it's
there
the
from?
It's the three B's, Brent and bougies.
Guess what? I got there from, because guess what Donna do? Donna always looking at do like, put her hand in there. Like,
I know, and then she's going to be like, hey, Slay, you can turn your mic on. Meanwhile, if Don's mic is not on, oh, my God.
Oh, I could feel the stare from her 2 days ago when I forgot to turn her mic on for a second.
I remember it.
And I just told our PD a second ago, I'm throwing a perfect game. There it went. Catcher just missed the ball.
You know, it's funny that you say that. I tell people that all the time. Like, every day you sit down here and you try to throw that no-hitter, and it never happens.
Well, since I'm calling stuff out, Will's not throwing a no-hitter right now either because this is the fifth time I've been frozen.
You're frozen?
You're frozen.
He is frozen.
On the zone TV.
I like my haircut.
Good thing because you're frozen.
Yeah, everybody can inspect.
Have you ever gone like with the shaved head thing, like the bald thing?
I got a picture of it.
You do?
Man, guess what, man? That's a story too, man.
Did it look right?
And that's what I was fearful of, man. And it looked cool.
I always tell people who are thinking about doing that, you don't know what's up under there, man.
No, you don't. Mine looked cool, man.
I think I've got like a dent on my head.
Back on the back.
Yeah, like backside. Like I listen, I start losing my hair, I'm going all it's all coming off.
You gonna wear more hats?
Michael Jordan.
Are you gonna wear hats or you gonna rock it?
Why does LeBron James not do it?
Because he has enough money to build it back.
Exactly. You seen him in the Space Jam promo? That's hair. that's hair up there.
So what happened with your with your clean cut look?
Man, this is my fifth year in Italy. We go to Bologna to play. We're playing Virtus Bologna, who is a storied franchise. Manu Ginobili played for him. Cool coach Dominique Wilkins, when he left the NBA, went over there. Like, they got a lot of rich history. So Bologna is a hip city. You know, you got Milan, you got Rome, but Bologna is the young city that's vibrant. You know, the hip-hop culture is there, this, that, and the other. So I get there, I'm like, I'm wolfing it. You know, I've got big beard, I got big hair. We coming out of preseason in the mountains.
I'm wolfing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm wolfing it. I'm Team Wolf out there. So
We
stayed in the mountains for 10 days, dude. Like, and we finally get there, and I'm like, dude, this is a big game. It's on TV. I got to get a haircut. So I lean on my Italian brother, Robert Fultz. I tell Robbie, man, come on, man. I know you got a barb up here. Boom. He hit up his guy, Bellinelli, Marco Bellinelli, who plays in the league now. Hey, man, we need to take Slay to a barber. Boom. I go to the barber. I go in there. They playing hip hop. I'm like, oh, man, this hit.
Yeah.
This hit. That was like, man, it was me, Purvis Pascoe, Keijan Clark, and Rasheed Brokenborough. We go in. They was like, man, who going to go first? I'm like, me. Don't get me in there. I do got to be able to cut. He playing hip-hop, this, that, and the other. I'm sold. I get in there. Brent, the first thing you do, and this is what you don't do to a brother's hair.
Tell me.
You never, ever cut against the grain. His first cut, when he turned the clippers on, and when I sit in barber chairs, all my barbers know, I close my eyes and take a nap.
I do the same thing, honestly. I tell the guy that cuts my hair, I'm like, this is literally the most relaxing thing I do.
God, right here.
Do you guys not twitch or anything?
No. I'm out.
Oh, I'm a twitch.
I'm out.
It's the most relaxing
thing
ever.
It is, dude.
Ever.
That's the best nap ever.
So he goes against the grain, and so you feel it.
He turns the clippers on, and I'm like this. He turns the clippers on at him, and he hit, and he started going back, and I said, oh, hey, uh-uh. You don't go backwards, buddy. You go with the way the hair has been brushed. Man, and it looked so stupid after he cut it. So I went back to the hotel. It was Patch. I was like Patch Adams in there, man. I go back to the hotel. My man Pasco got some clippers.
Wasn't called Patch Adams because he had patchy hair.
That's what you don't do. That's what I'm calling. You know what I mean? So I go back and get his clippers, and I cut it bald, and I'm nervous the whole time. Like, because I don't know what I look like. Nobody seen me. So when I get to the bus, nobody bust out laughing. So I was like, darn, I must be straight. Then I saw a picture. I was like, I'm looking all right. I'm going to send y'all a picture. The only thing that was made me nervous was I still wore the headband, so I looked like a little roll-on deodorant a little bit. But outside of that, it was cool. I still had the chin strap and everything.
I looked like roll-on deodorant.
You know the little old-school roll-on?
Yes. We know exactly what you're talking about. Just never heard somebody describe a haircut.
How long did you roll with that?
I went 2 weeks, man. I did it one more time, and then I was like, nah, I got to get my hair back.
Okay.
So did you learn your lesson about closing your eyes?
And stereotyping.
At the barber?
Yes, and stereotyping. I was like, oh, this dude got it. Oh, man, I'm talking, he banging. That might be Tupac playing or anything. I'm like, oh, yeah. Hurry up, put me in the chair. And guess the cold thing? The cold thing is, Rasheed Brokenborough, Purvis Pasco, and Keyshawn Clark was sitting right there in front of me. And when I opened up my eyes, I was like, hold up. All of them bust out laughing and ran out the barbershop.
They just left you.
They just left me. So I was like, man, I got to go on and finish. I can't just walk out with the little baby patch Adams. Might as well hit me with the whole big patch Adams. It was wild, man.
All right. Titans on three players.
Babs is looking at me like, what were you?
I'm amazed by that whole thing.
Babs already has a nickname, Bougie Babs.
BB.
BB. I didn't know what bougie was.
Magic Mac. Don learning new urban lingo is hilarious. Hashtag Bougie Babs. That's awesome. Alliteration.
Bougie Bunk Babs.
So they signed this running back, Brian Hill, from the Falcons. Only Brian Hill I know played basketball. I don't. But this guy was second leading rusher. Last 2 years for the Falcons.
And the leading rusher wasn't rushing a lot.
Yeah.
So he got a lot of playing time.
He could catch the ball out of the backfield, too. Greg Maben, a defensive back who I thought was a basketball player from Louisville.
Marcus Maben.
Even though he played for the Titans in 2020. He started 4 games for the Jags last year. And Justin March, a linebacker, 59 games in the NFL with 5 starts. Last 4 with the Cowboys. 12 games last year, 16 the previous year, 16 the year before that. Key performer on special teams, according to Jim Wyatt. And this is them going through the churning of the roster, the back end. Yep. Sad story out of Austin. This from hook'em.com. Austin police, Texas linebacker Jake Ellinger found dead off campus. And it is Sam Ellinger's brother.
Younger brother. Yeah. He was on the roster.
No
a
details.
Linebacker.
Really?
No details. The reports have exactly where his body was found, the 1200 block of West 22nd Street in Austin. Death not considered suspicious. So no foul play is in play here. Really, really sad, though. He's on the rise. He's with the football team now. He was a freshman, I think, in 2019 was his freshman year. Hasn't played the last 2 years. He's a linebacker there, but I was just there for spring. He's on my roster board. I never ended up seeing him, and his brother Sam was there on the sidelines as well, getting ready for the draft. Of course, Sam drafted by the Colts in the 6th round. But that it's awful, awful news. And they lost their dad back in 2013.
Yeah, I mean, this just gets worse.
Yeah, and lost their dad who he was, I want to say, what did I say, 46 years old in a triathlon, had a heart attack during the swimming portion of the triathlon and passed away.
Oh, that's wild.
So, tragedy has struck this family yet again.
Right, and again, we don't know what happened to this kid, so we'll have to wait and see. But thoughts and prayers.
No cause of death released, none of that. Yeah. So
thoughts and prayers with the Ellinger family and the Texas program and all of his friends.
Mm.
Another interesting story. We've been talking about this name, image, and likeness stuff a lot. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed the state's new bill regulating athletes' name, image, and likeness rights today in Georgia. He did it at the University of Georgia's football complex in their, recruiting hub room. And he said, I hope I'm bringing a national championship to Georgia by signing this or whatever he said. And so that's not even the interesting part because you're going to see everybody sign those things. The bill allows, once people start digging into this thing, the bill allows schools across the state to take up to 75% of athletes' endorsement income They'll put it into a pool where they will collect interest on it, which I didn't read that in the story, but that's the only reason why you would do that. They'll collect interest on that, and then they'll redistribute money upon athlete graduations to other athletes. So, like, if you're into socialism, that's pretty good there.
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
So, for instance, like...
that's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, money you earn going to somebody else that, you know, you didn't earmark for it. I mean, great. Give your money to whoever you want. But anyway, not to get too deep into all that stuff.
But that's a legit point. That's exactly what this kind of sets up to do.
Yeah. So Slay, you know, could sign a $100,000 deal with, you know, insert card dealer here. And then upon graduation, Don gets, you know, like 15 grand out of it.
Thanks, Slay. Yeah. You'd always look out for me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a total win for those volleyball players and softball players.
Here's the thing, though. Like, it gives them the option to do that. If you're Kirby Smart, do you do that?
Not if Alabama's not doing it. If Alabama's doing it, I'm fine. If Alabama and Tennessee and Auburn and everybody else is doing it, then great. But if they're not, you're automatically at a disadvantage.
From
recruiting,
It wouldn't be Kirby's decision. Now, he would have some opinion about it to the school president, but that's where the decision would come. But
Kirby
would make the decision.
Isn't this supposed to go live July 1?
July 1.
Yeah. So they got like 60 days to figure this out.
If you're a small school, I could see it, but you're not talking about any kind of recognizable dough, right?
Right.
I feel about it.
Well, even like in a small
Georgia,
school,
if you're Georgia Southern, for example, those guys are going to make some money because, like, the big car dealer or whoever, the big restaurant chain or whoever, the big mom and pop that's got three locations, they're going to go after the star quarterback, no matter how big the program is. Now, you might be talking about, you know, $1,200 as opposed to $120,000 for an Alabama or something like that, but I don't know. That's the part that kind of went around the internet today. Like, what do we think about this? So if you sign the $100,000 deal, you get 25 of it, and then 75 goes into a pool and then gets redistributed to other athletes that are graduating.
That ain't bad.
Everybody's going to have different opinions about that.
I feel like the NCAA still got their imprint on it. I feel like that's them.
You're still not taking care of the entire, you're still not giving full and complete.
If we're going to take care of the athletes, all the athletes, let's take care of all the student athletes. Let's come up with something to take care of all of them.
But see, that's the problem. It's not that easy.
It's not.
That's what I've said from the get-go on name, image, likeness, too. And
do you agree they deserve it?
This is going to... I think that just your typical scholarship is, I've always been under the impression you are getting paid by a free education, with a free education. But I also lived in a time where my scholarship check, it was like scraping the bottom of the barrel to try and make it every month. You know what I mean? So I think there's a happy medium somewhere is where I am on it.
It'd be interesting to see how this all plays out and what schools do what. To divide it up like that was an interesting move. At 3HL1045, hit us on Twitter. Corey says, please be you forever, Ron Slay. We love it as Vol Nation. I mean, this is the Ron Slay I've always known.
I don't know what other one is.
Yeah.
I got a giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
For Mother's Day. You want to do it after the break?
We'll do it after the break. Stay tuned. Your chance to be a hero on Mother's Day. Dawn will afford you that opportunity. And we'll visit.
Moment's peace.
We'll visit with Austin Stanley, and we'll talk about the Titans draft, get his take on that. But we'll also get into these Aaron Rodgers rumors, people throwing the Titans in as a potential trade partner. I'm getting serious questions from people going, do you think this is real? We'll talk with that about Austin Stanley. We'll get into Julio Jones as well. Stay tuned. Your chance to win coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. 3HL 104.5 The Zone. Man, it's looking funky out here in downtown Nashville.
Yes, it is.
Be careful out there.
It's haunted house dark over here.
It's haunted house dark over here. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to think about it.
It's a creepy shot right behind you.
Yeah, and I told Dawn, I said, this storm, I don't think it's tornadic, although, you know, you never want to say that necessarily, but it's electrical.
Yeah, What did I say? What did I say? Said that I'm like, he's such a so dork. Nerdy. He's so nerdy.
Nerdy.
Hey, I'm the best weatherman at sports talk radio.
Yes, you are. Hey, real quick before we hop into these topics, Mother's Day is 3 days away, boys. Get on it. My Mother's Day started today, by the way. My husband was sweet enough to schedule me a pedicure.
You got paid. Congratulations.
I do. Thank goodness. It's been a while. So I am here to help you out. Nobody asked for your opinion over there. You just shut your mouth.
Them's just jokes. I ain't trying to look at your
I know. I've had running shoes on for a year. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Those weird Channel 2 viewers.
I used to get so many of those, by the way. All right. So a moment's peace can help you out, and I'm going to help you out right now. So, Honk, you ready? All right. Caller number 5. I am giving away a moment's peace gift basket right now with a Schwarzkopf ceramic flat iron and a $50 gift card. It's amazing. Total value about $250 per basket. Caller number 5-615-737-1045. Call Joe Hunk now and win that. And then also Mother's Day, 3 days away. And we know mom's been working overtime. So go get her a gift card. If you can't schedule something for her, you don't know what she wants. I mean, they've got manicures and pedicures and massages and facials and you name it at a moment's peace. You can always go online at amomentspeace.com. And buy a gift card there. Have it mailed to her or have it wrapped up pretty and pick it up at their location or give them a call at 615-224-0770.
Man, we got all kinds of people trying to win this thing. So yes. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
I'm going to call too.
I know. You keep doing that. Put your phone down. Look at you.
I'm done. Don't answer my call, Joe Hunt.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, we're going to visit with Austin Stanley. He just dropped off the hotline. Maybe he's trying to win the
get back in here, Austin.
He's trying to win the deal.
See? Everybody wants it, man.
Well, now he's not going to be able to get through, huh?
Everybody wants that deal, man. That's a major, major deal.
Randall,
I can see it.
Randall on Zone TV, he's on the Facebook page. Brad, it's Brent, but thanks. When the weather going to start to warm consistently? I don't know that you really want that to happen because you got the locust coming back.
Why are you playing into Brent's idea in his head that he's like a fake weather guy? Like, do not encourage
nobody
these people.
At Sports Talk Radio. I like that. Spent more time studying meteorology than me.
I love it.
Don't encourage.
You don't want
behavior.
The consistent warm weather. The cicadas are coming. The cicadas are coming.
Oh,
the
are we in that year?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
And this is the big fat 17-year cicada.
This is like
this
the
isn't
big
just
one.
The
ones that just run into you.
Yeah, I remember mowing my yard when I was like a kid. This was two cycles ago.
Yeah,
that's how old I am. But I would mow my yard with a tennis racket because these things would swarm the lawnmower.
Yeah,
and so they give me the heebie-jeebies.
I remember.
And so I would be swatting those things with that tennis racket.
I didn't realize that this was cicada year. Yeah. All right, let's talk Titans.
Austin Stanley joins us. Austin, you got Mother's Day covered, man. Yo, Austin.
Stuff right there. I'm all about it.
There you go.
There he is.
There we go.
All right. Hey, so I'm getting all these messages from people that I guess don't understand the whole Aaron Rodgers thing is not going to happen, but
The whole Aaron Rodgers to Tennessee thing, you mean? Okay.
But the whole Aaron Rodgers thing to Tennessee thing is not going to happen, right, Austin?
Well, you know, who started this was Bill Barnwell, right? And I don't know if you guys are South Park people or not, but I look at Bill Barnwell from ESPN, and in my mind, he is the old slobby middle-aged guy in the World of Warcraft episode, sitting in his basement, coming up with crazy things that will never happen with the NFL. And this is just one of them, but it's fun to talk about.
Well, here's the thing though. Why would Aaron Rodgers want to come to this organization? And not that it's anything Titans related, but he's not going to want to hand the ball off 350 times, is he?
Doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers somehow has zero no trade clause in his contract. Like Garoppolo, Deshaun Watson, they have no trade clauses. So they have to sign off on a trade. Aaron Rodgers does not. So the Packers can send him here if they want to. Mm.
That's crazy.
All right, do you want...
Well, because you never thought that this would be an issue, right?
Yeah, Austin Stanley from A2C Sports. Never. Do you want him as a Titan, Austin?
I'll preface it by saying I was pro Tannehill over Brady last year, but if you have a chance to get Aaron Rodgers, it's really hard to turn that down. The guy was the MVP last year, throwing to guys that we don't know. You know, he'd be coming to Nashville and throwing to A.J. Brown and then other guys that we don't know. But he could still do it pretty well. And I think Aaron Rodgers would be so pissed off, ready to go, and ready to prove people wrong. It's really hard to turn that away.
See, and I agree with you on that part, too, of Brent saying, well, Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to come hand the ball off, you know, this many times. I'm like, Aaron Rodgers wants to come anywhere he can have protection and possibly win a Super Bowl and shove it in their face. That's exactly what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. So wherever that is where he would like to go, I would assume.
Well, yeah, and you look at Roethlisberger, Eli, and Peyton, they've all got two rings. Aaron's just got the one, and it's not going to happen in Green Bay, I don't think. They've gotten too close, but they're not doing the right things to help him up there, and obviously the front office situation is a complete mess. But, yeah, he wants to go win number two. You just saw Tom do it last year with a new team. The Titans flipped the defense. You know, the core of the offense is ready to go. The O-line's all set. It's a two-year championship window for the Titans. And Aaron Rodgers, I think, gets them over the hump. I love what Tannehill's done the last 2 years. And Tannehill's kind of outperformed Aaron Rodgers when it comes to, like, QBR and passer rating the last 2 years. But it's all about playoffs, and Aaron has that. Where Tannehill, in, when they've needed him in the playoffs, he hasn't been able to come up big. It's been mostly Henry.
See, Randall says, I'm a Packers fan. I'm just worn out with Aaron right now. Where are you on this? Because Austin, I view sports as entertainment. So I'm entertained by situations like this. So I want more of it. I want more stories about how he is unhappy.
You want it with your team, though.
No, well, I don't. Yeah, I don't want to.
Yes,
come
you
in
do. You absolutely do.
Well, maybe that you would do. Be a wild story. You do, Austin. But like fan wise, you don't.
Well, I mean, I guess that's true because that's just stressful. But for us, I mean, it's great. You get people talking. You get people interested. Look, it's May 6th. They're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers until after June 2nd when they can split up the cap. So we've got this for another month, guys. Like, this is going to be up and talking about all over ESPN, all over the NFL Network.
I love it so
much,
Stanley.
We've got a full month of this stuff.
I love it so much. Absolutely love it so much. All right, so Julio Jones.
That's what I was going to say. Since he keeps shooting all ideas. Julio Jones. That's what I'm going to say. Keep shooting this idea now.
No, I'm out on Julio. See? Because the money doesn't make sense. The Titans can't afford Julio Jones because of what they're paying Tannehill. The only way they could actually afford Aaron Rodgers is because they're shipping Tannehill to Green Bay in a trade.
Right.
So you kind of even out the money in that situation. And plus, you're going to pay A.J. Brown next offseason. So you don't want to pay 33-year-old Julio Jones and then 34-year-old Julio Jones, you know, like $10 million a year the next couple of years when you're about to pay A.J. probably 15 or more.
AJ's
fixing to get.
Yeah, he got a big old bankroll. Big old bag. Yeah. So you got Firkser. What are you going to do with Firkser? You going to depend on him or are you going to go pay a tight end?
So I call Anthony Firkser Adam Humphreys' bigger little brother because he does the same thing. He's from the slot. He plays football where he sees the yellow first down line and he picks it up. But he can't be your starting tight end because every time he's in there, you know it's going to most likely be a pass. Because he's not your end-of-line blocking guy, and Swaim is the opposite of Firkser. So you have to have somebody who can do both, and they have nobody close to that right now.
Were you surprised that they didn't draft a tight end, Austin?
That stretch in the 80s, right before the 85th pick, where they had the Trimble and Hunter Long go,
and they all
like two and three picks in front of them just crushed it. Like, that was rough. That was a bad stretch. So I think that they were probably going to take one of those two guys, and then had to trade back and went with an inside linebacker. But the tight end draft class is pretty weak once you get past those two. So if you didn't get one of those guys, then I don't see a tight end that would really be worth it. So they're in a tough spot. They might have to go get a veteran somewhere. But, again, that costs a lot of money too, and they don't have a lot of money just laying around.
Austin Stanley with us on 3HL. So back to Aaron Rodgers. Like, what are most of the A to Z sports fans thinking about him?
Well, everybody agrees he gives the Titans a better chance at a Super Bowl compared to Tannehill. A lot of people did not like the idea that Bill Barnwell put together of trade Tannehill and the next two first-round draft picks to Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers. They didn't like that.
And a fourth rounder.
But it's not like J-Rob likes signing his first-round draft picks to second deals anyway. So, I mean, if you're trying to get Aaron Rodgers and you're trying to maximize the next 2 to 3 years, I think you can do that with Rodgers and not necessarily worry as much with those first round draft picks, but it would be expensive. It'd be a gamble, but it'd be fun.
Wow. Does Derrick Henry stay? And be be content. Does he? And be content back there in the backfield without getting the ball? Because it's Aaron's show.
Yeah, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers comes, they're not handing
it. It's his show. This is a wrap. This the King Henry chain and all that. Like, we can take that off the market and everything.
I'm just saying.
Us being dramatic. What are you trying to say over there?
Let me just reel everybody back in real quick. Go ahead, Austin.
Okay. Here's my sell to Derrick Henry. If Aaron Rodgers comes here, you're going to carry the ball about 75 to 80 times less a year, which gets you a third contract where you could really make more money after this $50 million deal because you didn't crush yourself over the next 3 years of this deal. How's that sound?
Listen to you trying
nice
to sell
to put it. Yeah, that was a nice way to put it.
Well, I mean, but seriously, like to your point, I mean, how long can Derrick Henry go with this kind of workload?
Nobody's done this before. Like, nobody has carried the ball this many times, this many seasons in a row, and been able to have a decently nice career longevity wise after it. Like, and he's won if he leads the NFL in rushing again this next season, he's an automatic Hall of Famer because there's not a lot of guys who have done that. I think Earl Campbell's done it. I think Emmitt Smith has done it, and Jim Brown. But yeah. I think that's literally it. Who have led the league in rushing three consecutive years. So, you know, I don't know if he can keep up with 300 plus touches for two or three more seasons in a row. So he needs at some point to start kind of taking the weight off his shoulders and let the offense go through the quarterback just to keep him alive a little bit.
I agree with you, Austin, to stretch out his longevity and his career and everything. But I will go on record and say this guy isn't human. So those guys you just named, I think he fits right in that category with those guys. So I think he rides it out again. So that's my.
I'm obsessed with his Instagram story workouts. Like the off-season workout that Derrick Henry does, you're right, Slay. Not human. He's doing things that nobody can even think about trying to do.
Right. I feel like he's having fun, right? Yeah, like just enjoying. Oh, yeah.
That's what non-humans do.
I mean, if you go through another 2,000-yard season, maybe you trade him next off-season and then rile everybody up.
Yeah.
Try to get some value.
I'm not starting that stuff, Brett.
I hope he does because I'll win my bet that I wagered on him.
Yeah,
I love it. Hey, what's coming up on A to Z Sports, man?
Man, we got all types of stuff. I just told you why the Titans should trade for Aaron Rodgers or could maybe. Luke Worsham said that's absolutely ridiculous, and that's at our website, A to Z Sports National.com. Buck Rising coming up later tonight on A to Z Sports Primetime, so make sure you're following on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all over the place. Buck will go live right around 8 o'clock Central Time. That's always fun. And you can always go mess with Buck because he gets rattled by the comments sometimes. So that's a good time.
Oh, man, does he ever. Rattled is maybe not as intense enough of a word. Hey, Austin, thanks for the time, brother. Always love checking
appreciate
in.
You, Austin, man.
Yeah, see you guys. Thanks.
All right, Austin Stanley.
That was a good sale.
81 on Twitter. That was a pretty good sale, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bab said sold. And every time Bab said sold, I kind of want to start leaning over there again. Reels me in.
Reel him. You guys.
Dawn's like your life coach. I mean, it's like.
She is, dude.
Which, as we said, that's very scary. You in a bad place.
Her world's
Slay.
A hurricane, Slay. Keep in mind.
It's like behind her right now.
We call it a nice little Shiano show going on right now. So
I love it. Matthew will lead us off when we come back. He wants to talk about Tennessee basketball. Check that out. Ooh. And we'll go from there. 615-737-1045 if you want in. We're under siege currently in downtown Nashville.
Yes, indeed.
It's headed your way if you are south of the city. We'll be right back on 104.5 The Zone or east. 3HL, 104.5 The Zone. Oh, my gosh. What are you doing over there?
I think she's backing the bus up.
Yeah. Babs. That's right.
She can chair dance.
She's in the building.
Dropping like it's hot.
Thank you.
I love that you didn't remember if you'd ever met Snoop.
That was amazing.
5 minutes later, you came up with this gigantic story about going to the Playboy Mansion with him.
And you know what? That'll make people think that I'm up here just lying and just telling stories. But I promise y'all, all these stories are factual.
It made me think that something went down there that made your memory a little foggy.
That's why I like to send pictures.
Foggy's a good word.
Foggy is the family safe word.
Yeah, we're under siege with this rainstorm in downtown Nashville, headed east. Don't worry about tornadoes on this deal, but there's some rain coming. Enjoying my our 10-year-old team was supposed to have a baseball game tonight, the 10U Bombers, Franklin mm-hmm. Bombers against the Mad Mavericks, and they were trying to get it in, and now they just said, I think you all can go home. I thought it might break up before it got here. And I'm like, I've been sending y'all the radar pictures.
You did that at like 4 o'clock, man.
Yeah. I was trying to save everybody
a trip.
Probably
should have been called at 4 o'clock.
I was trying to save everybody a trip. Mm-hmm. I told y'all, man.
I got to listen to the weatherman.
Best weatherman in Sports Talk Radio.
Yep. And I'm standing on that with you. Hey, anybody got any problem with the weather, I'll let Brent.
Can I get a championship belt or something? I'm just self-proclaimed. Nobody gave me this title. I earned it.
You definitely earned it.
I'm going to get you a headband.
Obsessed with it.
Here's the other thing. I don't think anybody wants it.
Nope. They don't.
Hey. By the way, Eric Westmoreland responded to your tweet.
Yes, he did.
Again, you were at the Tennessee-Florida game back in 2000.
2000. Mm-hmm.
And it was pouring rain. You were in the end zone. You were wearing a very large white tank top. With a white towel on top of your head. And you were in the end zone screaming at Kewon Ratliff and some of the
Lito Shepherd,
some of the mm-hmm. Gator guys. And Eric Westmoreland, we included in the tweet because you said that he enjoyed you being the hype man.
Yep.
So Eric Westmoreland wrote, I remember looking at you like, you in his head, Slay, LOL, for real, hype man. Mm-hmm. We returned the favor at basketball games, LOL.
Yes, they did. Just as live. And that was something, boy. When they ran out and seen them football players sitting in the crowd, hey, that was an intimidation factor, man. I'm telling you. That's why I loved it. That's how I used to be at Pearl. Our football players used to do the exact same thing.
A lot of your football players were on the
– And went to UT.
Basketball team.
And carried right on over, man.
Well, and it's funny because Tennessee was really good in football back then.
Yes, they were. They were at the games clowning, too.
Matthew next up in Memphis. Matthew, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Calling from Memphis. And I know that Tennessee's a football school and it's always going to be a football school, but you're talking to a basketball. You're talking to a guy that's going to talk slay, and we're going to enter the boom, boom room for a few minutes here,
oh,
baby.
Yeah. Lock the dote in. Come on in.
I know that we're all excited about Josh Heupel and the football team, but I think Tennessee basketball needs to have the expectations because we're bringing in a kid in Kennedy Chandler. And we all know how Coach Barnes is on his point guard and how tough he is. And I promise you, because I'm from Memphis, if Kennedy Chandler is half as good as he was in high school with the Coach Barnes treatment that I know he's going to get, Slay, you got to preach to them. We're about to have a special, special point guard on Rocky Top. And I argued with this at work today. He might go down as the greatest basketball player in UT history. That's up there with Scottie Hobson and Tobias Harris.
Whoa. There's a look on Slay's face right now.
No.
It's skeptical.
I know the Bernie and Ernie show is great and all, but I'm telling you, this kid's going to be great. Hey, I love y'all. I'm going to hang up and listen. Go Vols. Look forward
Most
to hearing
definitely.
From y'all.
Man, appreciate that call. The door's unlocked. Exit out, and then I'm going to lock it back right
Thanks,
here.
Matthew. Can I say this?
You, go get it, man.
Because it happens in the NFL all the time. These rookies get drafted and everybody immediately, I feel like, puts them on this big pedestal.
They anoint them.
It's exactly what you were complaining about with Baker.
It's like
how
me,
this
with the,
all
comes
weatherman
around.
Thing. Yes, you anoint yourself.
I anoint myself.
But
nobody wants the job.
But seriously, that kid doesn't need that extra pressure.
Yeah, let the kid be the kid.
And this is the thing. I understand what he's saying, and I understand what he's hoping for. Right, exactly. But My problem with that is if he's going to be as good as advertised, we won't see him more than 1 year.
Right. So it's going to be that's first and foremost. On that list, no matter so how good
he's
he is.
Yeah. He's never going to be the
exactly. The he best can't be the win. Ernie yeah. and Bernie, and he can't get to the Grant Williams or the Chris Lofton level because
Ron Slay.
Yeah, you know. I mean, thanks for that.
I'll anoint you.
Appreciate that. But he can't be that guy. You know what I mean? And but I will say this is a kid that's coming in that loves the spotlight and he answers the bell. But how quickly can you get that to transition and transfer into wins? That's the thing. Like, he's going to have the keys to the team. Got to be able to get it there. Finally got a preseason that they're going to be able to go through and get guys into. But that's a lot. Yes, it's going to be a special season. I definitely agree with that. The best basketball player in UT history? That's what's up. That's what's up.
That's a great point.
You got to get past Grant.
I mean, it's not going to happen nowadays because nobody is going to stay long.
They're not
going
to stay that
long.
Like, this is a one and done guy.
Yeah.
Like if he no does question. Anything to what we like, he just said if he plays anything like he did in high school, he's one and done. He's out of here.
So in this day and age, what do you have to do in a one and done type atmosphere to get to that greatest of all time?
Get
or is it,
done
it possible?
Yeah, you got to get it done in two or come in as
win,
a undeveloped
a title
guy. Yeah,
in
you
the
got
1 year. Or
Carmelo
like
Anthony.
That.
You got to be a Carmelo Anthony, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Or come in like a Grant Williams, underdeveloped, and then develop while you're there. And then you do it in three. Outside of that, like, look at the guys ahead of him. Like, I mean, you got Grant Williams. This is a back to back SEC player of the year. You know what I mean? You got Chris Lofton. It's so many
three-time
people.
Three time All American.
Yeah, three time All American. Hey, man. Before we even get to talk about Ernie
NBA.
And Bernie.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. Kennedy Chandler is the third-rated highest recruit for Tennessee since 24/7 Sports has been doing this behind Tobias Harris and Scotty Hobson, ahead of Jaden Springer and Keon Johnson.
And it's funny that you mentioned a guy like Tobias Harris, who was really, really good. But
there's a good example. 1 year.
1 year.
And it took him
saying.
A minute
That's
to get
saying.
Going.
Yeah. By the time it got going, it was time to go.
Well, we'll get going tomorrow. Titans wide receiver Dre Fitzpatrick will join us. Oak Hill legendary basketball coach Steve Smith might have a slay story or two. Former Tennessee wide receiver Jason Swain. All that coming up on the Friday edition of 3. It's already Friday, y'all.
Yeah, I'm wearing a headband tomorrow, too. How about that?
Oh, Friday.
take us to the recorded edition of 3HL, Joe Hunk.
Enjoy.
See ya.